What's going on, my friends? This is Alex Pardo. You're listening to episode 343 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, my friends? This is Alex again. I'm excited to hop on here and deliver another podcast for you. And I'm going to keep this one short and sweet. So if you're listening to this particular episode on the day it's released, I'm actually at a mastermind today. I'm going to be presenting on something that I'll probably share with you in the coming months, something that I have been doing. It's not business related. It's on the personal side. And it's a really cool memory piece, that something that my daughters are going to hopefully really appreciate in the future. And so if you have any interest in me sharing some of the things that I'm doing, again, on the personal side, family side of things, I'm super clear on my vision, you know, and faith and families at the top of that. So if you guys have any interest in me sharing things that are not necessarily business related, money making related, or anything to do with that side, but just the things that really move the needle in life, you know, because when you pass away, when your time has come, you can't take the money with you. You can't take the houses, the cars, all the toys. What you have with you are the memories, the experiences, the, you know, your loved ones. That's what it's all about, you know, and make sure that as you live life, you keep that at the forefront. I think so often it's very easy to fall into the trap of the grind and the hustle, and I want more, and I want a bigger this and a bigger that, and that's not always better. You know, that's not always what we're supposed to have, or what we should have. And I'm not saying don't think big. Don't get my words twisted, please. I'm always going to tell you to think big, but make sure that you're living life on your terms. Make sure that the things that you're working so hard for are the things you truly want, and that you're not sacrificing life in the process of attaining those things, if that makes any sense. But today, guys, I want to share with you four tips that continue to pop up whenever the conversation around the market, in our circles as real estate investors, as real estate professionals, inevitably, whenever I'm at an event, and I've been doing a lot of traveling lately, it just always pops up. What do you think the market's going to do in the next 6, 12, 18 months? What are you doing to prepare yourself, et cetera? And we've broached this subject on previous episodes. But again, I want to keep this short and sweet. And I just want to share with you four things that are the underlying theme of many of these conversations that I've been a part of and that I've heard. Number one, and I'm not going to dive too deep into this, but I want to just plant these seeds with you and just share with you what I've heard from many just smart, high-level entrepreneurs, people that I respect and admire and trust, just a lot of what I've heard without getting into too much of the detail. And maybe I'll save that for an upcoming episode if you're interested. But number one, stockpile cash. Okay, make sure that you have reserves. Make sure that you are sitting on, make sure that you're liquid so that, you know, you can go shopping for great deals when the time comes, because more millionaires and multimillionaires are made in downturns than any other time. And, you know, wealth essentially just gets transferred. Okay, always remember that, is that nobody, you know, wealth is just transferred from one person to another. And so if you are sitting on cash, if you're liquid, and you can take advantage of opportunities, all right? So make sure that, read the book Profit First, make sure that you're paying yourself first. You know, many people take care of expenses and all this, and then they see what's left, and oftentimes they don't have anything left, and they're not paying themselves, and they're not stockpiling cash. And this is as much a message for me as it is for you. I'm talking to myself here as well. So that's first and foremost, is make sure that you are in a position where you can take advantage of opportunities. This is kind of like part 1B, is continue to build relationships with private lenders. Okay, you want access to capital. You know, lines of credits and things like that are great if used, if you're smart about it, and you're not, you know, using that for, you know, for just toys and boats and cars and things like that. But those things can quickly be eliminated and erased. You know, banks can just send you a letter, give you a call, and say, hey, this line of credit is off the table. and it's gone. So make sure that you, if make sure that you ideally have access to cash, but also have great relationships with private lenders. All right. Because you're going to be able to take advantage of opportunities. There's always going to be opportunities, but when the downturn comes, when the market corrects itself, some people think it's going to be big. Some people think it's going to be minor, somewhere in the middle. I have my thoughts, but at the end of the day, just make sure that you're in a position where you have access to capital. Okay. Number two, don't get fat. And what I mean by that is try to stay as lean as possible in your business and in your operations. Take a look at the overhead. Take a look at your overhead. Take a look at your P&L, you know, your profit and loss, and figure out where you can cut the fat, where you can get rid of monthly subscriptions that aren't serving you, that you're not even really using. You know, I went through this exercise not too long ago, and I think I saved like $400 or $500, you know, on things that I was just paying for that I wasn't even using. That's another $400 or $500 that you can just continue to stockpile every month. You know, $500, that's $6,000 a year. Doesn't sound like a lot of money, you know, but it's $6,000, you know, that you would have otherwise probably thrown away. And for some people, I know people that have gone through this exercise and have saved $1,000 to $1,500 a month. You know, now you're talking $12,000 to $15,000 that you're saving, and you're not just throwing it out the window or flushing it down the toilet. So stay lean. You know, look at your operations and figure out where can you be more efficient, where can you trim the fat, where can you eliminate unneeded expenses, and that exercise right there, not only can it save you in the short term, it'll save you in the long term, and it'll put you in a much stronger position so that if and when the market does correct itself, and I believe it will, you know, your business is leaner, you know, you're healthier. So, you know, think about the food you put in your body. You know, you put good food in, and you're going to look good. You're going to feel good. Same thing with your business. You know, if the leaner you are, the more efficient you are, the stronger and healthier your business and your operations are going to be. Number three, get creative. Don't be a one-trick pony. If you're listening to this and you're a wholesaler and you only have one way to help a seller and monetize a transaction, you're putting yourself in a really precarious position, and your business is vulnerable. And again, this is another one of those areas where I'm speaking to myself as much as I am to you. About a month and a half, 2 months ago, I went with our acquisitions manager, who's awesome in every way. And him and I attended a creative financing workshop with Eddie Speed, you know, somebody who's a part of my mastermind and just one of the sharpest minds out there, if not just at the top of his game when it comes to structuring and carving up deals and creative financing and all that kind of stuff. That's one of those areas that we're focused on getting better at, you know, because when we meet with sellers, we need to be able to offer them multiple solutions. How, if you can only help somebody one way, you're only going to be serving a very, very small part of your market and your community. So don't be a one-trick pony. Get creative. Learn creative ways to structure deals and to monetize deals. Number four, and this is the last one I'm going to share with you, is keep an eye on what the Fed is doing. Keep an eye on interest rates. Keep an eye on, monitor your local inventory. You know, there's websites like, I think it's IRR.com is one of them. There's several out there, but there's so many really, really good resources. Keep an eye on days on market. You know, is it increasing? Is it decreasing? And then you can drill down into certain zip codes, and you can drill down further into subdivisions. You know, keep an eye on what cash buyers, the big cash buyers, are they buying more? Are they buying less? Keep an eye on prices. So again, I know I'm speaking at you from a very, you know, 30,000 foot view here, and we're not really getting into the nooks and the crannies of how to do all these different things, but really this episode is meant to more plant the seed and make sure that you're doing all of these things ideally, you know, to put yourself in the best position to succeed if and when the market turns. And there's always going to be opportunity. There's always going to be ways that we can close deals, but you have to adjust, and you have to pivot with the market. You can't continue to just try to fit a square into a circle. Okay, so number one, stockpile cash and also build relationships with private lenders. Number two, stay lean. And you want to hire the best. As far as staying lean, one thing I didn't mention is that there's a lot of things out of your control. In your control are hiring the best people and making sure that you're surrounding yourself with the best people, whether that's, you know, a virtual assistant and you really, really want to keep it lean, or an assistant, or whether you have a big operation, just make sure that you have the right people in the right seat on the right bus and that you're hiring the best. That's kind of part 2B of staying lean. Number three, get creative, you know how to structure deals, creative financing, etc. Number four, monitor inventory, interest rates, days on market, prices, what cash buyers are doing in your area, etc. So I hope you enjoyed this. Hopefully this gives you some insight and some thoughts and really gives you a reality check on, hey, where am I lacking? Where do I got to pick things up? And hopefully this really helps you and your business moving forward. So my friends, I appreciate you. Love you. Thank you so much. Please do me a favor. Share this episode with somebody, just one person. Just share it with somebody who you think can benefit from this episode or any of the 342 other episodes that I've put out there for you. So thank you so much. I genuinely appreciate you and thank you. We'll talk soon. This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.